The Guardian.
Well, I think there's a general sense that people who watch these things that Al-Qaeda is on the back foot in some places. It's doing quite well in Afghanistan and Pakistan, but in Iraq it's been very much pushed onto the defensive. Some people even say defeated. The same is true in Saudi Arabia, which is, of course, important as it's the homeland of Osama bin Laden and has great symbolic importance. But in Yemen, this very poor country at the southern tip of the Arabian Peninsula, there is some alarm that Al-Qaeda appears to be resurgent. It's doing rather well. It's come back after several blows and appears to be reorganized and mounting pretty regular attacks now in a regime which is quite fragile. And there is concern that this could become a bit of a new front, if you like, whereas elsewhere it's been on the defensive.
You mentioned the fact that it is a poor area. There are obvious links between poverty and extremism. Is that one of the things that's happening here?
It's certainly one of the things. I mean, Yemen is the poorest country in the Arab world. It's quite unlike anywhere else in the Gulf. It's obviously part of the Gulf, but it's much more like the worst parts of Africa, just across the Red Sea. It's very low on the scale of UN Human Development Index. It's a state also which, like Saudi Arabia, has certainly had an ambiguous relationship in the past with jihadist groups. A lot of Yemenis fought in Afghanistan, came back to Yemen. And one of the most striking things that Al-Qaeda did before the 9/11 attacks was to blow up an American warship in Aden Harbor in 2000. And that was the beginning of the sense that the organization was doing quite well there.
Well, that is an uneasy cooperation, isn't it, between Bush's war on terror and the Yemen. That's causing problems, isn't it?
Well, I would say that Yemen has been a pretty uneasy partner in the American-led war on terror because of its own ambiguous relationship with extremist Muslim groups in the country, because of the role they've played and to some extent still do play. And I think what's happening now is that the Al-Qaeda threat inside Yemen has become so striking and the attacks are becoming so regular that it's forcing Yemen into this awkward position of really having to crack down much more than it has done in the past. That's what I found when I was there the other day.
And where do we see this going? Online, there are calls for jihadists to kidnap Western tourists to secure the release of jailed members. Is that the ultimate goal?
Well, again, part of the concern about Al-Qaeda in Yemen is that they appear to be quite a coherent organization with a new leadership, with clear demands and an ability to mount regular attacks. There was one there just as I was coming to the end of my trip. There was one on Friday where a suicide car bomber drove into a police headquarters and blew himself up and killed a few people. That's happening. That sort of thing is starting to be quite a common occurrence. One of the most devastating effects, of course, particularly for a poor country, is that it's ruining the economy. It's already very fragile. Tourism should be a huge foreign currency earner. It's a beautiful and wild country, and tourists have been told very explicitly not to go. The British foreign travel advice is quite clear: don't go unless you're on essential business. It is dangerous.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.